This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, if we admit we're under attack, we have a chance to beat this. It'd be like if you were in a car wreck, cut your arm off, and you know, you're 5 years old, and your mom says, okay, my son's going to bleed to death, or my daughter's going to bleed to death. I got to admit their arm's cut off, blood spurting out. I've got to control myself. I got to tie a tourniquet. I got to rip some cloth. I got to tie it around their arm, and I got to get them to the hospital. And you can save them. But if you don't admit our arm's cut off, folks, we as a society are going to die. It's going to be over. Now I'm going to hit some incredible news next segment that I haven't hit yet. All this COVID news, how it ties into their gaslighting, is literally and just so much more, and how people are waking up and it's not working. Now, Justice Thomas on the Supreme Court said this is really a dangerous vaccine. That quote's coming up. But first, here's Dr. Malone, so we remember who we're up against, and then we'll play the Australian governor, a major premier, announcing next-level martial law. Here it is.
The other thing for me has been the personal journey of coming to terms with what the World Economic Forum really represents. And I really resisted that. You know, people initially were coming to me talking about the Great Reset. And I was like, oh, this is crazy talk. You know?
That sounds like a conspiracy theory.
It sure sounds
New
like
world
a conspiracy
theory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great Reset.
Yeah, but then it's all documented. And then you see it being deployed. Mm. And a group of Canadians on a podcast the other day sent me some links from WEF to a site. This is one of the last things I tweeted before. and it had a extremely detailed map of all of the policy positions and the actions that the WEF was taking for a huge range of topics, not the least of which is COVID-19. And it's kind of a public document that clearly states everybody that's in our little clique, in our club, these are the things that we will think, these are the things that we will say, this is how we will act. And that one was kind of like the icing on the cake. That was here it is. You know, this is, they're proud of it. Mm-hmm. They don't hide it. This is the vision. It is a full-on globalist totalitarian vision. With the money in control. I did a lot of political science when I was an undergraduate in the early 80s, and I had read things like about books about transnationalism in the New World Order. I found that fascinating but confusing. How could this possibly happen? And now to see it playing out in real time, and in a way in which national sovereignty, governments are increasingly irrelevant. That's, you know, that's the thing that folks got to wake up about. This is not about the vaccine.
No, it's about a transnational corporate tyranny using a virus they created as a pretext to bring in their total world government, collapse all of our basic freedoms. It is a totalitarian vision. Here's one of the major governors in Australia.
I will now go through each of these decisions. First, the lockout. The fully vaccinated can continue as they were. For people who are not vaccinated, lockdown rules will apply to everyone 16 and above. If you are not fully vaxxed, stay home. You are at greater risk of catching COVID, becoming ill, and needing hospital care. You may only leave home for 3 reasons. Medical treatment, including COVID testing or vaccination. For essential goods and services like groceries, power tokens, medications. To provide care and support to a family member or person who cannot support themselves. You cannot travel more than 30 kilometres from your home when leaving for one of the 3 reasons, or the nearest practical destination. If you need to go to the hospital and it's more than 30 kilometres from your home, that's okay. There are only 3 reasons to leave the home now, not 5. Work is not a reason to leave the home for the unvaccinated. The Chief Health Officer has also determined that restriction of movement is critical right now, and that 1 hour of exercise for the next 4 days is not essential. Remember, these restrictions only apply to those who are not fully vaccinated.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, will Clarence Thomas be banned by Twitter or Facebook, or will they have a fact checker come out and say he's a liar? Because you got Sotomayor running around saying 100,000 children are in the hospital, thousands are on ventilators, thousands have died. There's thousands of children in the hospital. Most of them have some other condition, but they also test positive for COVID because they test them with PCR tests turned up so high that basically everybody is positive. But basically no children are dying from COVID. And so she says thousands are dying, 100,000 are in there. It's a total lie. But she's spouting the official narrative, so that's okay. But Clarence Thomas is saying, because the Supreme Court, as you know, heard Friday on whether they're going to get rid of medical freedom in this country and, quote, make us take Nuremberg code violating experimental gene therapies that erase your immune system and in major studies are confirmed to cause cancer, heart attacks, heart swelling, and messing up your uterus, your testicles, attacking your ovaries. It's all right here. I'll show it to you in a moment. But first, here is Clarence Thomas pointing out the elephant in the room, that this is a dangerous injection.
Don't you think it's a bit curious that you're placing significant reliance on a provision that speaks about necessary to the efficient administration to administer a vaccine that could have significant health consequences?
Oh, so there you go. Of a society, we must administer a vaccine that could have significant health consequences. See, he's smart. He's knows this is coming out. He knows the real numbers. His wife's awake and smart. They got the facts. So he's there going, whoa, what are you doing? Well, it's going to destroy the social compact. It's going to destroy the social contract. I mean, this is the end of civilization. That's the UN environmental terrorist Klaus Schwab plan. That's what the rich billionaires want, is us dead. I mean, people better get that Extinction Rebellion is allowed to just sabotage trains, block highways, kill people, burn things down, and the police just red carpet them in the UK because they work for the establishment. Extinction Rebellion are the foot soldiers of this thing. Antifa, all of them. This is a revolution of the elite against humanity and against the industrialized world. Now, in contrast, here's Sotomayor saying four huge lies, but the big one was 100,000 dead and thousands on ventilators, and then Omicron is as bad as Delta. Not even 1/100th as bad. It's like a mild cold. I had Delta. Was not fun. And I went off what real scientists were putting out. The first COVID, very hard to get. If you got it, was a big problem. Very hard to spread. Then Delta, Very easy to get. Very, very painful. Trick most people to go to the hospital so they would get intubated and die. But if you could just ignore the pain and get the steroids and take ivermectin, it would be gone very quickly. But it was painful. Plus, when you had your lungs squeezing them. But now, Omicron looks like it was made in a lab by good guys to counter this. It's got a bunch of artificial insertions on the spike protein, blunting it, 20-plus of them. But regardless whether God did it or man did it, we know man made the first one. That's now happened. And so, yes, you want Omicron. It's nature's vaccine for all this COVID crap. Because there's not just evil in the world, folks. There's white hats as well. So whether it was God or, you know, God ordered one of his angels to do it or, you know, scientists did it, it looks artificial in the lab. And I've had scientists in studio that have talked about that. But the Fox News host, I'm not going to play the full five-minute clip, defended her and said, well, you know, the people that are in the hospital, they didn't take the shot. And so it's not 100,000, but still, everybody in the hospital didn't have the shot. No, in all the studies, you're twice as likely to be in the hospital if you've had the shot. And we've shown that ad nauseum. So they defend Sotomayor's lie, because she's not stupid. They defend her lies, talking points, Bill Gates talking points, with more lies. Well, she meant well, because everybody in the hospital didn't have the shot. Here it is.
You know, we just heard about the U.S. Supreme Court currently deciding the fate of the president's vaccine mandates. In the questioning, Justice Sonia Sotomayor made this statement.
We have over 100,000 children, which we've never had before, in serious condition, and many on ventilators.
Now, we can find from Friday suggests there are fewer than 3,500 current pediatric hospitalizations from COVID-19. Is that true?
Yeah, but, you know, here's what I can tell you about our pediatric hospitalizations now. First of all, the vast majority of children who are in the hospital are unvaccinated. And for those children who are not eligible for vaccination, we do know that they are most likely to get sick with COVID if their family members aren't vaccinated. So the most important thing
I can't hear the lies anymore. Shut her down. So there you go. The huge whopper lie. Omicron's is bad. She had a bunch of other lies. But just the answer is, let's put some more lies on top of the first lies. New lies for old is what that technique is called. Let me show you some headlines before we go to break and come back with the huge damage control report. Reuters AP proclaimed no evidence of mass formation psychosis. I'm going to give you the deep dive on this from history and show you that there are criminals lying to you and your family here in a moment. The same criminals that run the FDA and the government that and the CDC that don't want you to have vitamin D or C or zinc or iodine, or any of the things, or quercetin, or ivermectin, or any of it. Let's continue. Some good news. Judge rejects FDA's 75-year delay on vax data, cuts it to just 8 months. Wow. Federal judge said, no, we're not going to give you 75 years before you give us the data. But whistleblowers already leaked it. Massive deaths, thousands of dead, including hundreds of dead children after they take the shots. Big, huge article from Zero Hedge up on InfoWars. Study: COVID-19 vaccine causes temporary changes to menstrual cycle, including sterility. Now, liberal. A major study by Obstetrics and Gynecology Journal of the Oregon Health and Science University found it. You should go read the study. They say it's temporary because I don't know how long it goes, but it can eat the lining of your uterus, everything the scientists warned it would do, because the fast-growing protein that's in the uterus, that's the same protein as the spike protein. Same thing with your ovaries, same thing with your testicles. Very loving, right? Bill Gates said we need vaccines to depopulate, and it's working. On average, 4 international-level soccer players are dying a week. Previously, less than 1 died every 5 years. I've got the numbers right here. Every 5 years, an international soccer player would die of a heart attack. These guys are in the best shape anybody out there, probably. Well, now it's 4 a week. Dozens having heart attacks a week just on the international soccer circuit. And I've got some big breaking news on that front. I was thinking today, telling a friend about it, why I haven't talked about this on air. We have a lot of contacts in sports. I'll leave it at that. And they tell me that nobody is taking in the NFL. But the EU, Their doctors are making everybody take it. So all the teams that come to the EU, which is most of the big international teams, they're all making people take the shots, and they are dying in mass. Shock video, Qatar soccer player collapses from heart attack on the field. Oh, and there's more. MMA fighter Miroslav Strabak suffers heart attack during training. Young, healthy, but he did take the shot. Oh, and I know the one of the top, he's number one and number two, grapplers in the world, Craig Jones, the Aussie that lives in Austin now, so he can't go back to his old country. It's a police state now. He took the Pfizer shot, and he swole up and almost killed him. So there you go. I mean, just even people I know it's happened to. Oh, but, oh, they don't really want to kill you, right? No, 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 no. They got away with it 2 years ago and again last year. Democrats announced the same thing's happening. If you do have COVID, they want to send you one place, to nursing homes, and then no one can come in there, though. They'll send positive people there, but family can't go, because when the family gets word that they're killing their elderly, they'll get mad. So it's like, oh, no, no, only if you have COVID can you come in. If you're the family, we're going to intubate your family member and get $53,000 for murdering them. You can't come. But Democrats have announced more plans to murder hundreds of thousands more seniors.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The first rule of gaslighting somebody is to tell them that nothing is happening. That's the first rule of the globalist system, is to never recognize and never admit that you're abusing somebody. And then that way, the debate always becomes, instead, about whether it's happening or not. Like, are they devaluing the currency? Remember just a year ago? Oh, no, there's no buying power being lost to the dollar. Oh, there's no convicted pedophiles at Drag Queen Storytime. Oh, there's no open border. Oh, there's no UN program involved in the open border. Oh, no, 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 nobody's spying on you. Oh, no, and then years later, everything's happening. Everything is in your face. Everything is being rubbed in over and over and over and over again. But then the new projects they're launching, like preparing for a civil war, preparing for gun confiscation, preparing for a staged massive cyber attack, oh no, then you're never supposed to be told about that until it's already launched. So that when we're up here on air going over all of this, breaking all of this down, they get very, very upset because we're telling you about the next chapter before it comes. They want to pre-program you, get you ready through incremental manipulation for the next phase of their operation. And then they want to roll out the reasons they're doing that once you get to that phase of the operation. And imagine how upset they are that we're still on air. They're like, what do we do? I mean, he's telling them everything, and if the public actually listened, they would save themselves. But they laugh and say, no, no, no. The general public, even if they know he's right, they don't want to share articles or videos from him because they might get made fun of. So instead, they'll lose everything they've got. And the globalists laugh and they giggle. So let me show you a little overhead shot here if we can. Here's just a few of the folders that I've got here. This is lockdown psyops propaganda. Now, why is all this so important? It's governments around the world, from Australia to Spain to the UK to Canada to the US, admitting that psychological warfare tactics were used to brainwash and scare the public and lie to the public for the noble lie of, well, say 5 million are going to die in America and a million in the UK, so you can lock them down so 1,000 don't die. And that itself is a psyop lie. It's not a noble lie. It's not to save anybody. It's about power and control and a world ID and training you to live under martial law and erasing 500 years of Renaissance. So before I get to all of those for you and show you what they don't want you to see, because, see, that's where they're telling you it's good to have military warfare systems of total deception used against you and your family. That's when it's positive, like we did it for your own good. But then when we go, hey, you're under military mind control, here's top experts admitting it. Oh, no, 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 no. That doesn't exist, you see, because they can never validate you waking up or anyone warning you. They never treat you with respect and actually say, well, there's too many of you, we need to kill you. We need to get you locked down first and shut off all the industry so we can have an organized collapse. And this is going to be better for you anyways. You're subhuman. You know, they don't come and tell you what they really think about it because you'd say, well, I'm not subhuman. I'm going to organize and stop them. And then they couldn't play God. See how that works? So they want to get you in a position of total control under them before they take everything away from you. And that's their plan. So, here's some of the headlines. This is from InfoWars.com. Damage control. I went to Twitter this morning and the top of it. And I went to Yahoo and the top of it. And I went to CNN and the top of it. Because it's all centralized propaganda. Said, Joe Rogan and Dr. Malone are liars. They're evil. There's no such thing as mob psychology. Mass hysteria or mass formation psychosis is what a group of psychiatrists and scientists have been calling it for decades, is a technical term. Oh, no, no. They said it's not in the official psychological dictionary of terms that they use. Oh, well, if it's not an official term, doesn't matter if Carl Jung talked about it, doesn't matter if the military uses it, doesn't matter if it's a military term they use, doesn't matter if they admit they're using it. Just say it's a lie, right? So, here we go. Big, huge article on InfoWars.com. Damage control, Reuters, AP proclaim no evidence of mass formation psychosis. And they say they talked to five psychologists and they just said it didn't exist. Reuters, of course, their president is on the board of Pfizer. Let's continue here. AP got over $200 million last year from Pfizer, but that's okay. And here's some of the lies of the past. Ex-Prime Minister Tony Blair secretly promised George Bush he'd spin the Iraq War of the World. He'd lie. Oh, but there's no psyops. Sweden to tackle misinformation by psychological means, using psychological warfare, but insists it's not a ministry of truth. Oh, no. Macron says we're making you uncomfortable to make you take the shot. But that's not coercion. And LinkedIn banned Dr. Robert Malone, so you can't contact him or talk to him. Oh, well, silencing people. There's no propaganda. They just silence people that challenge him. That's not authoritarianism or anything. Fact focus, unfounded theory used to dismiss COVID measures. We've been lied to about everything with COVID, from the PCR test to the numbers of the dead to people with pre-existing conditions dying of heart attacks and cancer but saying it was COVID, to the fact that it isn't even a vaccine, it's an mRNA therapy, and that all the top scientists say it's horrible and dangerous, that actually you're worth their salt. No, you just have Reuters, run by Pfizer, come out and say it doesn't exist. And here's AP, fact check, no evidence of pandemic mass formation psychosis, says experts speaking to Reuters. So Reuters says it isn't mass formation psychosis, but then AP says it doesn't exist. So there's no evidence of this thing that exists, but AP says, well, it doesn't exist. Anyway, that's a better lie. Like there's no Bilderberg group. There's no dollar devaluation. There's no open borders. There's no crime increasing. Remember when they said we want to defund the police? And then they would say, oh, we didn't really say that. We just want to defund them. It's all about just training you to be lied to, training you to be slapped upside the head. Well, here's another one. UK culture secretary boasts about shadowy anti-disinformation unit in the military used to counter the people and silence them. And they've got legislation introduced to arrest anyone that questions health ministers. Oh, that's not authoritarian or anything. Yeah, let's not question health ministers and people on the payroll of Big Pharma. No, no. Now, I've got some of the history of the madness of crowds and some of the history of mass psychosis, mass hysteria, the madness of crowds. I mean, these are terms used for hundreds of years, even before the term psychology got invented. There were books written about the madness of crowds that then became the basis of mob psychology and psychology, which is in the official psychology books. But this is behavioral psychologists using their trade against you. I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022, and that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game-changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, We're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So we have stacks of Western governments using military-grade deception and propaganda that was outlawed against its use against Taliban and Al-Qaeda. That's in congressional hearings. Our government outlawed the use of this level of deception in foreign countries that our military is occupying. But, oh, it's being used here domestically on us. And it's the same thing, you know, from Australia to the United States. The exact same names, the slogans, the programs developed by the behavioral psychologists at the Davos Group and the Carnegie Endowment, through the CIA, through the military, at the highest levels, through the media. And that's why they are in lockstep with one message. And that's why they said, oh, don't call them illegal aliens. Don't call them invaders. Call them migrants. call them non-citizens. And now the left says, oh, even calling someone a migrant or non-citizen is a hate term. So now we're just calling it, well, people, anybody here can vote. Remember just a few years ago, Alex Jones is crazy. Everybody, nobody's going to let illegal aliens vote. And you saw New York giving all the illegal aliens driver's license and the rest of it under any name they want, to then get on the welfare system to bankrupt it. I'm not even against these poor people that have had their countries collapsed by the same globalists, but they're being brought in to collapse us. So Eric Adams, the new New York City mayor, you thought de Blasio was bad. New York City legislation is now the law, and he is defending it as the mayor, saying illegal aliens can vote and get all the welfare, all the services, including most states are giving illegal aliens higher tuition than citizens. It's all part of collapsing the country. And that, my friends, is psyops. That, my friends, is brainwashing. So, there's no such thing as mass formation psychosis. We just covered that from AP, from Reuters, from the top of Twitter, the top of Instagram. Just they want you to know nobody's lying to you, nobody's manipulating you. Well, here's where the first term of the madness of crowds that then got turned into the mad howl of democracy is another term used at the time that was then known as mob psychology and then mob psychosis and then mass psychosis by Carl Jung. And anybody that ever opened a major psychology book knows this. This is one of the most well-studied things. So many people throughout history have really been into this. Jim Morrison did a lot of his graduate work and undergraduate work out in California on mob psychology. This is heavily studied. Okay? I mean, this is the cool thing to study because the globalists are into it to control you. And they're telling you it doesn't exist, the definition of gaslighting. So this goes back to a book first written in 1841, called Extraordinarily Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. And I actually ordered a copy of this today. I've read about it, I've heard about it, but I ordered the unabridged version. It's really long, it's only like $9 on Amazon. And it goes through the madness and the delusion and the mind control and Q-type stuff and everything else. National delusions, economic bubbles, peculiar follies, alchemists, influence and modern response. Now, what's the response of the Guardian to this book? Oh, they call it a right-wing diatribe. Oh, yeah. Now, there's no such thing as crowd control and mind control. Here's another one. People can't post theories anymore? A lot of historians believe that the Salem witch trial was caused by that theory. What about when the book War of the Worlds was broadcast? Yep. H.G. Wells broadcast by Orson Welles on the radio, and everyone panicked throughout the world and thought the world was ending. And then, again, they're having to go into Twitter, they're having to go into Google, they're having to go into History List, and everywhere expunge, because the more you cover up, the more you've got to then cover up more. Like, oh my gosh, we got to go into Google, we got to go into the history websites, we got to get rid of mass psychosis, we got to take that term out. Mass hysteria, it doesn't exist, because we said, you see how that war on language, war on ideas works? And now you can't talk about that on all these platforms because it doesn't exist. Our dear leader of the New World Order said so. How mass hysteria is related to groupthink. Oh, my gosh, all these big studies and prestigious universities. But, oh, Reuters, basically owned by Pfizer, says that doesn't exist. There was no mind control. There was no hysteria. I just showed you the British Ministry of Defense saying we used illegal mind control techniques to create mass hysteria and total fear. Those are quotes. Mass hysteria and total fear.
Oh, but some social media users claim mass formation psychosis has occurred during the pandemic. Experts in crowd psychology, however, said this is not a term recognized in the field of psychology, nor is there evidence of any such phenomenon. Oh, no. Oh, no. Here's the book I bought, Extraordinary Popular Delusions, The Madness of Crowds. I'll review it here on air. I said it cost $9. I'm sorry. I got a paperback, $16. Here's Aldous Huxley talking about it. By means of ever more effective methods of mind manipulation, the democracies will change their nature. The quaint old forms, elections, parliaments, supreme courts, and all the rest will remain. The underlying substance will be a new kind of totalitarianism. All traditional names, all the hallowed slogans will remain exactly what they were in the good old days. Democracy and freedom will be the theme of every broadcast and editorial. Meanwhile, the ruling oligarchy and its highly trained elite of soldiers, policemen, thought manufacturers, and mind manipulators will quietly run the show as they see fit. Oh, but here's someone being bad on Twitter. They probably should be banned. This is Propaganda Sniper says, I graduated with a degree in psychology from State University of New York in 94. Mass psychosis was in our textbook, as was MPT. But you're not allowed to talk about it. Mass formation psychosis isn't real, says the company sponsored by Pfizer. The AP and Reuters need to be investigated for conflicts of interest and fundraising. As a former journalist, I am now ashamed. I took their info as gospel delivered to the American public without questioning any of its content. We didn't have a choice back then, but we do now. Propaganda doesn't work is a pretty bold take, but I wouldn't expect anything less from you morons, says Blair White. Here's a really good take on it. Do you know why this mass hysteria is happening in America and around the world? The mass hysteria about vaccines is created by those who launched the COVID-19 pandemic, so everybody will be busy with the vaccine narrative and forget that COVID-19 virus is a bioweapon made in a laboratory. Talk about gaslighting. Fiery but mostly peaceful protest after police shooting. They only burned down a couple hundred buildings. And then here's a great example for TV viewers who are able to see all this. Hilton Head posted this January 2nd, 2022, Google search results compared to January 9th, 2022, after the Joe Rogan show, where they had to expunge all the psychology departments and all the definition sites so they could tell you, a week later it didn't exist, mass formation psychosis does not exist. At first, it was hundreds of pages of scholarly reports admitting it exists, but now they say it doesn't exist. You see right there? So in just 5-6 days, it goes from existing to not existing. There you go. Now they're memory holding whole terms. No evidence, you say, of mass psychosis, huh? Well, what's this? Look at these photos right here. People in the airports with plastic bags over them, with masks over their faces. These are real photos, not jokes. This is people on planes, on trains, literally hysterical, under mind control. But there's no psychological hysteria. There's nothing wrong here. Nothing's happening. Nobody's taking your rights. Justin Trudeau just says people dying from non-medical treatment are dying because people didn't take COVID shots when they're the ones that ordered the damn lockdowns and did it all. Oh, that's not bullying. That's not psychological warfare. No, no, no. All right. One more segment of yours truly. And then Christy Lee is loaded for bear with a bunch of huge topics I'll tell you about in a moment. Coming up, final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Straight ahead.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Three very important life-saving words. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key
compounds, amino acids known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we are going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller and it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your vitamin mineral fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A powerful broadcast with Christy Lee, Sunday Live. I'm Alex Jones, finishing up here. Ripping apart the AP hit piece on Dr. Malone. School board and DOJ won't withdraw memos to target concerned parents as terrorists. So first they denied the memo, then they defended it, then they said they withdraw it. Now they say they're doubling down. Washington State being able to force you to take the vax in the legislation already. Forced injection or you go to a camp. And she has a special guest on that's organizing employees around the country to have a peaceful uprising by uniting against this depopulation. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people ask me, why are they doing this? Why are they announcing in Germany, February 1st, door-to-door forced injections? They're not going to just let you go to a camp. They're going to make you take it. Because there can't be anybody 4, 5, 6 years from now as this stuff kicks in when everybody's dying left. They've got to get almost everybody or there'll be enough people to organize and stop them. They got to maim and kill enough people for civilization to totally collapse. Then they've got underground bases and redoubts and fortresses around nuclear power plants. So they get power, and they'll still have their technicians running it. They understand that's a problem during collapse. People don't go around the nuclear power plant. So the truth is, if you know where the globalists are, they're usually within 50 to 100 miles, usually closer to nuclear reactors. And by the way, there's not just the ones you hear about. They got a whole bunch of high-tech small ones to run their operations. And so they are going to release more bioweapons, kill the general population with these poison shots, break down society, collapse borders, create hell on the surface, and then they're going to basically retreat back to their armored redoubts
while the majority of us die, and then they'll come back out as the saviors and start reestablishing some of the towns and cities as they see fit. And that's the plan. MI6 had a plan to do it. That's why Ian Fleming wrote the book Moonraker. They have proposed these plans for a long time, because Bertrand Russell wrote about it in two of his books, Globalists that they just really loved. He got a Nobel Prize. He said that we needed to have a controlled nuclear war before other countries got the bomb. He said this in the 50s, and have a UN-run world government that had large long-range bombers, and they should build several hundred of them and then build thousands of bombs and then bomb London, New York, D.C., Moscow, Tokyo, and they would go around with their criminal network worldwide. You can read his book. The left loves this stuff. And then they would launch and then hydrogen bomb everybody, atomic bomb, and then hydrogen bomb everybody later. He said, once hydrogen was around, he said, well, she's hydrogen. It's cleaner. And then the utopia could come after, because see, the weapons will get too powerful later. You got to kill everybody early and have a controlled collapse. And then just like the Black Plague killed half the population of Europe, some estimates have it that high, that a new renaissance came out of that. So they're just dreaming of mass murder and death and playing God. So you can look that up. And so that's what they're doing. And that's why in, again, a whole bunch of Democrat-run states like Michigan and Pennsylvania and New York, you name it, was like 12 of them. They sent people with the original bad COVID into the nursing homes where they could finally get a positive. And once there was a positive, they would then intubate and get 53,000. But it wasn't just about 53,000, for the nursing homes and groups to murder somebody. That was the money for them to do it and be corrupted. It was the globalists testing death panels and getting rid of old people that Bill Gates had called for. That's why FEMA has sent strike teams to Pennsylvania as hospitals face overwhelming number of patients. Strike teams. Oh, and I've got articles about strike forces to forcibly inject or take you to camps. Covered that at the start of the show. See, now you're going to hear more and more about strike teams. What did the UN head of Rapid Reaction Force said? He said a year ago, plus, we need strike teams. What did Prince Charles say a few months ago? He said, we need a military force for the Great Reset to collapse civilization and wage a war against the planet's main threat. And that's us. I mean, declaration of war. That's what I'm telling you, folks. And here's an example of them murdering people. Connecticut-ass nursing home accept COVID-positive patients from hospitals. New York's massive nursing home death toll as a result of similar Democrat policy going unheeded by bureaucrats. It's not going unheeded. They went to Bill Gates meetings. They've been told they're being promoted. They get giant raises the more people they murder. My God, in some of these nursing homes, they kill up to 100 people. That's 53,000 money. You can hire a good hitman for that, even with inflated money. That's some, seriously, they are murdering our families. They're murdering us. They love it. Oh, sorry, none of you in the Democrat states can come to see your loved ones. And then inside, baby, they're running those lines, pump blowing those lungs out. Good. Oh, now keep them alive for 5 days. That's when the insurance runs out. This one's got about 2 weeks of insurance. Ah, and they just murder you with enjoyment. Oh, so liberal. So liberal. So trendy. So loving. And the trial lawyers will do nothing because they know only attack when they're told. Democrat lawyers are pedophile cultists, half of them. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So that's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. That's how it works. The Connecticut Department of Public Health is requesting nursing homes to take in COVID-positive patients to alleviate hospital overcapacity after they fired the nurses and doctors. Yes, really. Until yesterday, the state had required hospitalization COVID patients to test negative before being discharged. But this new guidance waives that requirement thanks to Governor Ned Lamont's executive order. Nobody got in trouble for it, so now they're going to kill even more. Oh, but you got to stay 6 feet apart. You got to wear a mask. Even though you test negative, you can't see mom or dad or your uncle or your brother or your sister. The murder of logic. Because Bill Gates said, if we kill old people, we can hire 10 teachers. For every old person you kill, hire 10 teachers. As if, what, 10 teachers that teach their kids how to die and wear a mask? And you know, they tell families, hey, you can't see your dad. And dad dies, the families will wear their mask and feel good and say thank you. The very nurse saying, I understand, over the phone will hang it up and go, I just made a massive cash murdering that old man. And they're just building their armies and their forces. And the doctors and scientists and medical workers that aren't satanic and evil, they all get fired. They get removed, and now they're all out of the hospital. They're out of the nursing home. And now the real murder can start. 20,000 at least murdered in New York. And now the murdering's going to start. The real murdering. And no one will do anything. Because... well, they're dancing. Of course they're dancing in those empty hospitals. Because back on that back ward, while nobody's allowed in, money getting made, murdering grandma. Woo! Yeah! We're liberal, we're cool, we kill old people. Yeah, liberal. We kill babies, we kill children, we like drag queen story time. We like open borders, we like Fauci, we like... bioweapons. We love death. Liberal, 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 liberal. And the average one doesn't even think they're so dumb, the nurses that don't quit. Because we've had nursing whistleblowers on where they're like bringing homeless in are totally healthy. Are you sick? No, I feel great. 3 days later, they're dead. Don't even have COVID. They just shake them down. I mean, literally, that's just like a horror movie. Just jamming tubes down there, just turning them up twice as high as they're supposed to, just murdering them. And that's what's really going on. And they're going to murder you, and they're going to take your property. And while you're dead, they're going to rape your little boys and little girls because they like it. And they're the Democratic Party type individuals. They're the Republican leadership that goes along with them, and they're the same scum all over the country and all the world that love it and enjoy it and are going to continue. Oh, but don't worry. The mayors and the governors that go along with the mass murder, they won't get in any trouble. A few of them might if they ask the girl out on a date. That's the real crime. Oh, that creepy weirdo governor asked women out. So he's gone because of that. Not because he lied and murdered 20,000 people, because he was ordered to do that. He's a puppet. All right, Chrissy Lee's going to take over. If you want to keep us on air, you want to help stop the New World Order, plus you want to boost your immune system so these murderers, you know, don't have their way with you, I would go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Only a few days left on Vitamin Mineral Fusion at 50% off, and X2 is 50% off. The Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. Get awake, get angry, say no to the New World Order. Ultimate Bone Broth discounted. Brain Force Plus, all of it is there. Infowarstore.com. But the one selling out is Vitamin Mineral Fusion. X2 has been sold out for months. It's now back in, 50% off. And if you do one thing, folks, I would take X2 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. But Bodies is amazing. It's there as well, InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm not joking. This is all real. I mean, how are you not supposed to just illustrate it? They're literally going to murder hundreds of thousands of old people again in front of everybody because it's not an accident. It's not bureaucrats ignoring it. They want to lock down the nursing homes and not let you in while they send sick people in so they test positive and then they stick innovations down because the ventilators are the new guillotines, so they can guillotine your family while they make money. Chrissy Lee takes over.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.